If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe's spending accounts are all frozen because of fraud. And this is a huge problem considering the fact that he has to take his girlfriend to dinner tomorrow night. So we started chatting and we want to know, what do you guys think? Is it wrong to ask her to pay considering it's a brand new relationship? 585-252-9800, let us know. But Joe, before we get into that part of the conversation, how are you even hacked?
What's going on?
I don't know how I was hacked. I just got an M&T text at like 6 in the morning yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. So I was still recovering from my Saturday, and
we know
I roll over. I look at my phone, and I'm like, I did not spend $40.
PayPal.
No, that was not me through PayPal.
And $40, and that's, you make that in a week here.
No, actually, I'm at least, like, he's making money. We were like spending money to work here.
That's true. Okay, so because of that, they freeze your account.
Yeah, they say, we have temporarily disabled your card. You can call this number. I called that number.
Did you think at any point that this was a scam?
No, because I've gotten M&T texts before.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you got to realize.
From the same text number.
Yeah, they were just robbed last week in Brockport. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All their money is gone.
Yeah. Yep.
So they probably did this to everyone. Hey, we got to freeze your accounts for a couple months till we get this money back. So sorry for the inconvenience. So now your accounts, you notice it's frozen. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I'll get to just like add money to my Cash App, use my Cash App card.
Correct.
I go to Perry's Pizza yesterday because I wanted some pizza and I could not. It would not let me add money to my Cash App.
He said you were getting pizza on Friday.
You couldn't even buy a slice.
No, he doesn't have any money.
No, I had cash. So I like, thankfully, keep a little bit of cash on me. So I was able to, like, still buy it.
You used your last $4 at Perry's Pizza.
That's it.
That's bad.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
It's Breezy's dad. How are you?
Hot toddy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I know a little bit about finances. I had to help Joe out here. I mean, can't he just go to the bank and get cash for the dinner? I mean, they do still accept cash, you know.
There's not that much money in the account.
That's a whole other problem. Yeah, he's having trouble because, you know, you have a little cash in the... By the way, why can't... You know, Breezy, you're talking about turning over a new leaf this year. This is an opportunity to maybe help our intern Joe out. Why don't you pay for their dinner tomorrow night?
I'm so good.
He'll pay you back, though.
I'll get you back.
Yeah, no, he's good for the money.
They always pay me back. And then I'm like, hey, do you have that $20 you owe me? They're like, I don't even know who you are. Buzz off, woman.
Todd, what would you do in this situation, Mr. Financial Advisor?
Well, actually, just last week, I had a charge on one of my cards that I didn't know, and I called them, and they were able to get me a card in like one day. And they They FedExed it to me, and I'm good to go. So I don't know what bank he deals with, but I would expedite that.
That was probably me putting the charge on there.
Yeah, he does. Sometimes they charge you a little extra to expedite the card, and that's money he just doesn't have.
But for me, I'm traveling back to Florida tomorrow, and I can't travel without my card. So
yeah, there you have it. Thanks, buddy.
But I do carry cash, but nobody takes cash anymore, so yeah. I'm really pissed off about that.
That's the thing.
It's a scam.
I can't use cash on campus.
Nope.
At all. Right. So nope. I have to have money in a card.
They want to keep track of every move you make. That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Todd, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, good luck, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
He calls and he's a take out cash, and then he goes, they don't accept cash anywhere. So
yeah. So is it wrong if in a situation like this, you're taking your girlfriend out tomorrow night on a Tuesday.
Yeah, she just asked when you were going to see her again.
Yeah, so she's texting you, when are we going to get together? You made plans tomorrow night to go to dinner. Yeah. Is it wrong if Joe, because you're what, 2-3 weeks into the relationship? It's kind of official now. Yeah. Is it wrong if he asked her, hey, you think you could spot me? And I say 100% because you need to see right off the bat and test her the waters a little bit on how she reacts to this type of situation. Does she have your back?
Yeah.
Does she have your back?
In sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. Like, I'm going to go to the bank, see how quickly they can get a new card to me. If they can get it to me tomorrow.
Honestly, I wouldn't even worry about the card. I would genuinely put her to the test because if she looks at you and she's like, no scrubs. You know what I mean?
Then, right, no scrubs. Let me ask you something. You've been out with her a handful of times, yeah?
Yeah.
Has she ever offered to pay for anything?
No, I mean,
but I
never put her in this situation to do so. I don't even let it happen.
It's not about that.
It's not about
Let's
that
say
at
you
all.
Guys go out to
you have
a
to
movie,
do at least fake out.
Right, you got to do a fake out. What you know? What happens if you guys go to like anything? You go to the store. You offer to pay for something. Does she ever be like, "Hey, let me get this," or reaching the old Louis Vuitton to try and help pay? Is she ever offered?
She reached. She reached.
The reach is there.
The reach was there.
But I mean, she's
but
dating
I,
a struggling
I was like,
college
no, no,
student.
No. And I put her hand down.
You're like,
and,
no, I make big money at PXY. Don't you worry about that.
We've all done the fake reach. Everybody does the fake reach, especially at dinner.
You've done it?
I do the fake reach. I've done the fake reach.
You've done it.
What girl's paying for you?
No, I'm talking about like at a group dinner. The guy's like, no, dude, I got it. Your money's no good here. I'm like, come on. The fake reach? I'm going for it, but I'm not paying. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. you're
test the waters.
You're reaching, but you're trembling. So you're like, I only have $20 on this card.
There's been times, dude, where I've been out on a date. And, you know, the West Coast is an expensive place. And I've played roulette. I've gambled. I don't know if I had the money there. So when the bill came and it was $180, I was running to the bathroom to switch money over from my savings into my checking.
Oh, that's so
that's
tough.
Rough.
Thank God for overdraft fees. But I think you should ask her, Joe, and get back to us. Hey, I'm in a little bit of a... I've had a couple of...
I'm in a bind.
You mind paying for the dinner tonight? I'll get you back. I really appreciate it. And then see how she reacts.
All right. I'll shoot the text.
And if that's the case and she's like, cool, we'll go to Moe's, then... It's kind of a telltale sign when you were planning on going to Black and Blue, and now you're going to Wendy's.
No, but I think, you know, she's a working girl. She's got you. If she really cares about you,
she'll hold you down.
You know, she'll tighten you down.
Big Red.
Every king needs a queen, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Every ATM needs cash, you know what I mean?
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
I figured I'd pick an Easter movie this week, with Friday being Good Friday and then Easter Sunday creeping up on us this weekend. It only made sense. Now, Breezy's going to watch, we're going to act out this movie. She'll go home tonight, watch it, and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. Breeze, really getting into character today. You're going to play an old Filipino 70-something-year-old mom.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
Back to my roots.
So, you're calling me, I'm playing your son today, and you're asking me, making sure that I have a priority to make it over on Sunday for Easter. Okay. But you're a very controlling, manipulative mother.
Back to my roots.
Back to your roots. Okay. Let me set the tone here because I am driving while we do this. I'm in the busy streets. Intern Joe, you want to do the honors? I don't really let anyone do this, but feel free to call action this morning.
Ready?
No, you got to say lights.
Lights. Camera. Action.
Hi, Mom. Listen, I can't really talk right now. I'm kind of busy.
Joseph, what are you doing? I need to know what time you're going to be here for Easter on Sunday.
I don't, Ma, I don't know. I'm really busy. I just tested for this pilot.
Joseph, you're going to be a pilot?
No, I'm a network pilot for like, you know, like a TV show or something like that.
Joseph! Oh my God, my Joseph. You're going to be playing a pilot on TV?
No, Mom. Listen, I'm not playing a pilot. I tested for a pilot show with the network. I'm going to be playing a lawyer.
You could have been a lawyer, Joseph. If only you had applied yourself. I told you so many times. You could have been something.
Mom, you know, I am something. I mean something to someone. I'm an A-list celebrity, Mom.
Joseph, don't be full of yourself. People don't like that.
Mom, I gotta go. I'll call you later.
Are you coming this Sunday for Easter? We're all expecting you, Joseph.
Mom, I can't really talk right now. I'm very stressed out. I have to call you back. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Joseph, don't talk to me like that. I am your mother. Oh, my God. Lord, forgive him. Oh my God.
And cut.
Classic.
Absolute classic. Joe, on a scale of 1 to 10... what do you think the acting was on that one today?
I'd give that a 9.
Oh, yes, you would.
It's a little generous, buddy. Okay? You've been with us for how long now? You've sat in on quite a few Moosterpiece theaters. You can give it an actual score. 1 out of 10.
8.5.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
Breezy, this is... I don't know if anyone knows this movie. This is starring our friend, celebrity Joe Coy. Huge friend.
Yeah, I heard he's not great.
What do you mean?
I heard a lot of people don't like him.
Why? People like him?
Well, he bombed that one award show that he hosted. That wasn't great.
Yeah, but what about all his comedy specials?
I heard they weren't that funny.
Oh, my God.
He also heard he screwed over Chelsea Handler, so not really.
Oh, really?
Into
he screwed over? Nobody cares about Chelsea Handler. Oh. All right, the name of this movie.
I do. She's actually a friend of the show. She's been on the show multiple times. So
Easter Sunday is the name of this this film. So you'll go home tonight, Breezy. You'll watch it, bring it in tomorrow for your review, where you can score it horribly, considering you're not a fan of Joe Coy. Yes?
I don't know. He gives me the ick, kind of. Right?
I don't know. I like the guy. I've seen him live a handful of times. Before he was actually really huge, I always thought he was talented.
Really?
Yeah, comedy's not easy.
I didn't even know he was a thing until he started dating Chelsea Handler.
That's not true.
Truly. Very much true.
But the friends that I had who worked under Chelsea, I mean, they said it was a horribly toxic environment. Kind of like working for Alice.
They say that about every woman. Who's Alice?
Ellen?
Oh,
the generous?
Ellen, yeah. They say that about every woman who does a talk show, so. They're like, she's a monster. Ah. Ellen, Chelsea.
I've only heard about
Oprah,
Ellen.
Wendy. I mean, the list just, J-Hud, it just keeps going.
I don't know most of those people, but we'll get to your review tomorrow morning for Breezy's big movie review.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 64 for the high today. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
More drama?
More drama. Guys, just a little PSA. Like, you reach a certain age in your life and you get older and wiser and you start to realize you don't have to be friends with everybody. You don't have to give everybody your precious time and attention. And if somebody's like upset about that, that's a them problem and you can't spend any time worrying about it.
Right. Not being friends with everyone sometimes is the best thing you can do for your mental health.
Furthermore,
it's exhausting.
Furthermore, if you suffer from anxiety or creating narratives in your own head, that is nobody else's business but your own, and you need to stop involving other people in your own weird narratives and anxieties that you're making up in your own head.
Well, tell us what happened.
Last week, last Monday, literally a week ago today, I got a message from this girl who I've met 2 times in my entire life.
Okay.
And she follows me on Instagram. I went back to look. I don't follow her. I don't follow every single person that follows me on Instagram. I don't know every single person that follows me on Instagram, right? So it'd just be me looking at a bunch of strangers for my whole feed.
Right.
And she wrote, "Hi. I can tell you don't really want to talk to me, so I'll apologize for whatever I may have done to make you feel that way. I think you're absolutely awesome, and I hope we can be friends one day. I'm sure I'll see you around, and I'll be sure to say hi. But I just wanted to reach out because I wanted to say I don't want to follow or comment on your post if it's uninviting or makes you feel awkward in any way whatsoever. I hope all is well, and I'll see you around. Keep being amazing."
What did you do to make her feel that way?
I've never... Like I said, I met this girl 2 times.
Okay.
Maybe it was because I didn't follow her back.
In those 2 times that you met her?
Yeah.
Did you give her any false hope of potentially maybe hanging out or being more than just friends?
No. Nope. Nope, definitely not. No, not at all. And I even like went as far to invite her to like a workout class that I was going to. She came.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, I've definitely like made an effort to be kind.
Yeah, you've done that with strangers. I mean, I remember
you
you've invited strangers who've called up on the show on your boat.
Yeah,
fully. To come hang out.
Yeah.
But did she never got an invite to go on the boat?
I've only met her 2 times. And I literally responded. I said, "Wait, what? I'm sorry. I'm really confused. I have no issue at all with you. I love seeing you around at whatever event we may run into each other. That's never the case. And I'm sorry if I gave off that impression.
Sure.
I just haven't seen you in a while." And she had like commented on my post right before. I was like, "I saw your comment and I was in the middle of a run, so I hadn't responded yet. Glad you're still crushing it. See you soon."
Okay.
No response. So I think what the moral of the story is here is like when you reach a certain age, you need to realize, A, it's okay to not be friends with everybody and you're not entitled to everybody's friendship.
Is there a part in the story here where she started your entire apartment on fire?
Not yet. More to come. Stay tuned.
I'm just waiting for this story to go south real quick.
No, I think it's more of just like a PSA in like the sense of the older you get, the less tolerance you have for others and their anxieties and narratives. And it's just like it's none of your business.
So basically what you're saying is you're frustrated because really what this is about is she took nothing and made it into something.
150%. I don't even know this woman.
And
she's almost like, "I can tell you hate my guts and want me dead." I'm like, I don't even know you.
Right.
Never once had more than a
5-sentence conversation with you. You know what I mean?
Well, that, you know, I can understand where you're coming from, but from a lot of other people's perspective, they feel like they know you pretty well, even though
Correct.
You don't know them.
Correct. Yeah. And that is fine and well, and I'm very nice and kind to everybody I meet, and I treat everybody like they're special, but it comes to a point where I can't spend an hour with you. Like, I'm there to either do a job, I'm there to work out, I'm there to do literally anything else but do that. So I'm never going to be rude to anybody, but I'm going to give you my 10 minutes and then I'm going to keep it pushing.
I feel like you owe her an apology.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I just feel like you, I felt like she was trying to open up. Maybe it was a cry for help.
She accused me of hating her. Guts.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the conversation looked like. I wasn't a part of it. But
well,
I would have.
You were now because I just read it to you. No response, sheer ghost.
I'd like to see the interaction you had with her in person.
There was no interaction.
Because you met twice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
2 times.
Sometimes your body language towards people is a little off-putting. So I don't. I'm just curious on how she might have taken that.
Are you actively working against me?
Just saying, Breezy. I want to see. I want to hear both sides of the story. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're right either.
For all the girls that feel as if they owe people something, you don't. You don't owe anyone anything, so stand true to you. And if other people have issues, that's their own issue that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Stand strong, girlies. I'm not talking to either.
Well, it's
going to
be girly. It could be anyone.
Because you're sitting here accusing me of doing something wrong.
No, I'm not talking. I'm not women as a whole, just you in general.
Right.
In this particular situation.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I believe you. All I'm saying is that I would just like to hear both sides of the story. That's all.
Joe.
Because guess what? If she called in right now, there's a possibility she'd be like, yeah,
I was going to say, we just need to get her to call in. Like.
Again, I don't know this woman from Sally on the Sidewalk, so I don't have her number, unfortunately.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Well, let me start off by saying, Breezy, I'm so, so sorry that you're dealing with these tough times.
Well, you know what, you guys? I'm just here to help out other women who might be dealing with unforeseen drama for no reason. And you don't need to worry about it because it doesn't pertain to you. It's not your thing to worry about. The girls who get it, get it. The girls who don't, don't. And that's the end of that. And you guys clearly don't get it.
No, so. Listen, you should see my inbox. I've gotten messages where people like, hey, I don't know, you know, made me feel uncomfortable. But it just comes with the territory. What are you going to do?
Made you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
That's a task.
Shut up, Jill. Pink Pony Club.
Love Chapel. Love her.
KXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Intern Joe, thanks for your help, man.
He'll be back tomorrow.
I will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, you got
on
a big
Tuesday.
You got a big dinner you got to prepare for. You got no money. So Intern Joe's, let's just say his checking account got hacked. So right now his funds are frozen. So we made the suggestion that he ask his new girlfriend to pay for the dinner. And her response is going to be very telling on whether or not this relationship moves forward.
Maybe tomorrow on the show we can come up with ways that Joe can make a quick buck tomorrow before the dinner.
I think that's
selling
a great idea.
Your plasma. giving blood.
Okay, all the tips and tricks that I used when I needed to make a quick buck. I can maybe share 30% of them on the radio.
He goes, I can show you how to make a can of chili last for 2 weeks straight.
64 for the high today. Our socials are High Moose, Breezy on Air, and of course 90 PXY Rochester and Intern Joe.
DJ Just Joe King.
DJ Joe.
Wiki wiki woo.
Hope you guys have an awesome day. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And remember, if nobody loves you, Moose and Breezy love you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.